Many of you are well familiar by now that around my birthday, I've taken it upon myself to challenge myself in hiking to the top of Picacho Peak. Just out of curiosity, how many of you have hiked Picacho Peak? How many to the top? Very good. And so, as you may remember, just recently, a couple weeks ago, I celebrated my 60th birthday. So what that means is that now I have 60 minutes to get to the top of Picacho Peak. And so that's my way of pushing back at age. But my goal, really, is to make it in less than 50 minutes. And so then, as I was hiking to the top, I was about 200 feet away, and I happened to check my time, and I thought, I have to hurry. So I struggled up that last 200 feet or so, and I made it in 49:55. And I could have done better, and I felt like I could have done better, but there was one thing that I didn't account for. This was Friday afternoon. What can you tell me about Friday afternoon if you remember?
Hot.
It was hot. So going up the north side of the peak was all in shade, so that was okay. But once you get up and go over the saddle and over the south side is where the sun's been beating down on the rock all day. And so the temperature, which was about 85, became about 95 to 100 on that side of the peak. And so it got a little bit hot. And so I didn't factor how that would amplify my limitations. I realize I have limitations. I don't do that as quickly or as easily as I might once have. And so now even the heat then made it that much harder with the limitations that I already have. It's like the guy who was talking about he had run his personal best in the mile run. He made it 3/4 of the way. And so with our limitations and understandings of ourself, we turn to Jesus to be our source for guidance, our one and only source. To give us direction, to be our one and only influence in our lives. Jesus is teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, and he begins this section when he says, "But I say to you." Now, this is a radical introduction, because Jesus is saying he's speaking with his own authority. He will now sit and discuss the law from his own wisdom. He takes a position that he assumes a correct stance on the issue. And so now at the beginning of his ministry, he's setting a tone that you will see will irritate and disrupt the religious leaders of his day. Because he's speaking of his own authority. You cannot exaggerate the place of the law in that day and age, the importance it held, the reverence that the people held for their law. There was a rabbinic saying that those who deny the law is from heaven have no part in the world to come. That's how important it was. Even the prophets themselves throughout scriptures, you can see, never claim a personal authority. They always preface their teachings and their statements by saying, "Thus says the Lord." They are simply sharing the message that comes to them from God. Now Jesus introduces his comments by saying, "I say to you." It's also important because it emphasizes the need for us to listen. To block out all the noise in our lives, all the distractions that we have, all the different voices that we hear, and listen to what Jesus has to say. So as he teaches on the Sermon on the Mount, he is setting a new standard. And with that, the need to examine ourselves and to eliminate all personal pride. The principle lying beneath what he says is that In order for us to be right with God, to be in a right relationship with God, it is necessary and important for us to be in a right relationship with one another. We are to build up and we are to support one another. The world standards may even see us as good. And though we recognize our own goodness, that we do our best, within each and every one of us, there is an inner tension that we struggle with. God alone sees our heart and understands us and knows us. And Jesus says then, you have been taught and you have heard, you shall not murder. And in this kingdom of which Jesus introduces and of which he speaks, the obligations that we have go far beyond any law. To go beyond what we are called to do. Many of you have seen posters that are put up on throughout communities and neighborhoods that would show maybe a picture of a cat. And it has a phone number and it says, "Have you seen me?" And this one fellow, he saw this and he said, well, he'd go above and beyond what was expected of him. And so he calls the number and says, "No, I haven't." So when Jesus talks about the commandment, you shall not murder, he's not only talking about there shall be no violence, but there shall be no thought of violence. No thought of such action. No thought of causing harm in this kingdom. And as we hear that, we recognize that we harm one another in so many ways. We can be destructive, and it can take so many different forms. Jesus talks about how we insult and how we speak with contempt. We may not commit a murder in our actions. We may not do so physically. But so often, we can kill someone at the heart. We are so often oppressive in the use of our words. So often we attach labels to others. And by doing so, fail to recognize them as people. That each one is a person. These labels that we use can be obvious. So often we hear them, we're offended, but they can also be subtle. And they can be used in ways that we don't even realize. We label people by their ethnicity or nationality. Often those who are physically or mentally challenged, those who stand on the fringes of our society, those who have little standing. We can label people by body type and by gender identity. And when we use these labels and use them in a negative way, we blot out their face. And we don't see them as a person. We can destroy a person's name. We can destroy a reputation in so many ways. Our insults are often result of an anger. It may be a brief flame. It may be one statement that we say, but as we all know, we say that one statement that can cause such great harm and there's no taking it back. It may be an anger that is long-lived in which we do not forget that we brood over it, we refuse to be pacified, and ultimately we may even seek revenge upon another. Jesus says, when he speaks of this kingdom, that we are to be right with one another. We are to be people who establish good relations and reestablish good relations. We are to reconcile. We are to remove barriers that exist. When Jesus speaks of the sacrificial practices of his day, he talks about how the people would bring a gift to the altar. A gift at the altar, recognizing the importance of seeking forgiveness. But sometimes we may not even recognize it, what we have done or how we have acted. There's a student who took the math test, and after the math test commented, "You know, I wish I had 50 cents for everything I did wrong. Then I'd have $6.30. So often, our own sinfulness, we're unaware. We have broken self-control. We have swept up in passion. Yet we recognize we do not choose to be sinners, but rather we are sinners. And so when Jesus speaks of these gifts, these sacrificial practices, he says they are to include our confession, our penitence, our attempt to rectify the consequences of our actions. We are to breach the differences between one another and to heal them. We are to do our utmost to put things right. He gives the illustration of two men on the way to court saying that they are to take the trouble to sort things out, to confess and to apologize with one another, to help one another and befriend one another. Recognizing the importance of an attempt to reconcile. Too often there may be a barrier between a person and God because someone has wronged them and hurt them. And nothing has been done to put things right. And so because of that violence, it has harmed their relationship with God. And so we are to listen. I say to you, are the words of Jesus that we are to focus on and give our attention. And right about the commandments, Martin Luther addressed the prelude, "I am the Lord your God." And he said, God is saying this to us. Whatever good thing you lack, look to me. Look to me for it. Seek it from me. When you suffer misfortune or distress, cling to me. I will satisfy you. I will help you. Cling to me and no one else. Jesus is saying, cling to me. And with your reverence for God, carry a respect for one another. Show gratitude for the love of God and the grace of God and our relationships with one another. Augustine said, love God and do what you like. Love God and do what you like. Recognizing and realizing how God has loved us. And as we love God in return, having that relationship in place, every desire in our life will be to answer that love. And that will be seen in each and every relationship we have. Amen.